much of
I'm completely
exhausted.
Wore out. Completely wore out. And now somebody came home from school because he, or from work because he
was sick.
Okay, he was looking fine yesterday. When was he?
When did he get sick?
Okay. Somebody got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say he. He what?
Exhausted. I don't know. He wasn't exhausted. I don't know what you're saying. You're taking
your voice. Say it made you sound what?
Sound hoarse.
Okay, and it might give you a
cough.
Now you say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy, drowsy. Exhausted. Little several words you could use there.
Now the medicine was still by the patient's bedside. You say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Now when somebody can't hear very well, you say they're getting a little
deaf.
And now your husband's been working out in the sun, and he'd come in and he'd take his wet shirt off and he'd say, look how
I'm sweating. They didn't perspire then, they sweated.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, these things would be, have a kind of an infection on them, a lump on your arm, and have a big core in it?
Rhizins. I've had a minuet.
Okay. Other names for that? They call it a...
Well, they would abscess. The rhizin was a... And now, it's some kind of staph.
It had more than one core, it'd be a...
Oh, that was a carbuncle. And they were something else.
When a bowl opened up, the stuff that drained out would be the
pus.
Now a bee stung you and your hand
swelled
up. You say it's still badly
swollen. Yeah.
When what was the best time to open a blister?
You don't open blisters. You put some kind of burn medicine on them, bandage them up because they'll open themselves and won't make a sore.
Oh, really?
Now, sure.
Now. Somebody took a knife and they got mad at somebody else and so they
stabbed him. I want to tell you something about that pus. About 16 years ago I had a simple operation for hernia, not high to lower. And so this my doctor was too old to operate. He was just about ready to retire and he said this was a good doctor. So he operated on me, and I took staff in every stitch. And he split, come here just as far down as he could, and every staff, every stitch had arisen. Well, it was dead. That tissue was dead tissue. And so the nurse, they would come in every day and mash. And some days they'd get a half a cup of pus out. And do you know what they brought me for dessert one day I could eat?
Custard.
I said, will y'all please take that custard? I don't ever want to look at a cup of custard again. It looks just like that pus they've been mashing out of my belly.
Oh,
now, that's true. I was 1 year getting over that. I don't know what that doctor did, but I changed doctors, changed surgeon. My son that was living, he lived over in this house. He moved from that one over here. And after he was divorced, and he got come over here one night, and he said, "Mama, you want to die?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready." I had been so sick, the doctor dismissed me and told me to wear a Band-Aid.
Yes.
And instead of wearing a Band-Aid, I wore a pad, from one to two pads with the drainage. He said, "Well, I'm gonna bring a doctor," and he went and brought his doctor. But I was 1 year, one whole year, 12 months getting over that problem, that mess. And I said, you need nobody to say any kind of staff to me because it ain't right. Go on.
Now, when you got shot, you'd have somebody look at the...
Wound. Yeah. Wound or wound.
And the kind of a...